This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about a Joycast.
Geeks of Oz is back again. The third panel in 3 years at one of the biggest pop culture geek conventions in the Southern Hemisphere. LGBTIQ geeks and nerds talking about geeky things and the importance of representation in comics and video games. Featuring a panel of special guests, including Joy's own Dylan, host of Countercultured, and Sonia, host of Sci-Fi and Scream. Queer Geeks of Oz this Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. For more details, head to joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream and subscribe. Subscribe to the Sci-Fi and Scream podcast via iTunes.
So Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream and your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9, and we're at the Metropole. It is the Oz Comic Con weekend. It's a feast of pop culture delights and talents, and people are spruiking their wares and themselves actually, and it's full of comics and lots of nerdy goodness. And speaking of, we're speaking here in the lobby at the hotel, so it might be a little bit rattly, but we've got Mark Ford here. Welcome.
It's nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, you spoke on the line with Dean Beck, which is the Thursday show of his, talking about your film, Stray. So what can you tell us about that?
Stray is, it's taken about a year and a half to make. It's a passion project that we scraped and saved to make because we really, really believed. Emma and I, one of the executive producers, we went to a function at the Beverly Wilshire in LA, and it was for the LGBT of Los Angeles, for homeless youth. And it was a really nice dinner, and it was wonderful. There were some really inspiring people talking, like Amy Pascal, that was the head of studio for Sony, and some really wonderful people. And this was kind of in the maturation, I guess, of stages of talking about Stray. And one of my good friends and the fellow producer, Dustin Brooks, he came to me with an idea. We discussed it and worked around for maybe about 3 months, trying to work out how we could basically maximize, audience participation. So if we did a documentary, it would be like, well, it's another documentary on something that's straightforward. And we tried to think of a way to make it a little satirical, so we did a universe flip. So everyone in our world is homosexual, and the minority is heterosexual, and it's about converting the heterosexuals or indoctrinating them into this world. And it was a lot of fun to make. So
it does remind me a little bit of Jamie Bobbitt's film, But I'm a Cheerleader.
Yeah,
a little
I'm
bit like
that. But I'm a Cheerleader. It's very good. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Did really well on Netflix. And I guess that was, you know, I've seen it, and it was kind of the push we needed to try and do it. I know I had a friend, a casting director, in fact, Ali Day, did a film a couple of years ago for a couple of females. It did a film that was similar, but this was more focused on children in high school.
Oh, okay.
And it was accidentally leaked. They were trying to get it was wonderful, but it was a little more child orientated. We've had to ask the question, why aren't there more females in our version, which has been one of the main questions I've got, and I'm sure I will get asked if someone asked me over the weekend. It was just one of those things where we didn't have enough knowledge of that going on in real life. There's a lot more male Exodus International camps, because in America, it actually being homosexual was a mental disorder until 1974 in America. And that's when Exodus International jumped on, and they were kind of like, well, we can make this about Christian gays and banishing the demons. So we did a lot of research on this. And it was actually, it's sad to say, it's comical that so many people can actually think like this. It's just, it's beyond absurd. So I guess that was the inspiration, along with that one Time magazine, if I can tell you a really quick story.
Gentleman...
Again, I don't have his name. I would if I brought my notes, I'm sorry. They did an article for Time magazine, and he basically went into this camp in the Midwest. And a few of the examples of him going into here, he was put gagged and blindfold, thrown in a van, dropped off from a remote location, and he stood outside and had to pass these three gentlemen and answer certain questions and answers. And if he didn't get it right, he got through backwards, back into the beginning of the line. He got it correct eventually, and then there was a performance of Jack and the Beanstalk where everyone was in their underwear inside. It's these crazy things that are happening.
That's surreal. That is
surreal. Yeah, absolutely. It's absurd. And another example is a gentleman, a young gentleman, I think he was 16 years old, had to push this, I think he was about 340 pounds, almost like a sumo wrestler, out of a door that was only big enough to get a small child through. And it took him 8 hours to get him through this. Obviously, he could never get this gentleman through this door. It was more of a perseverance, really. And he didn't close the door, so he had to do it all over again when he left. The only rule was he had to close the door once he got past this guy.
And so these are testimonies from people.
Yeah, absolutely. This is ridiculous. This is just... It's unconscionable. It is
hard to believe that people would even allow themselves... I'm not sure. I mean, he was obviously a young person. His parents probably, or whoever's guardians, probably had an influence over him. But that people put themselves through that, and it's really tragic that young people are... influenced in this way.
A lot of the, I don't say the majority, I actually don't know the figure off the top of my head, so I don't want to make that up, but I mentioned before the homeless youth dinner we went to with the LGBT of LA. They were saying a majority of the homeless youth that are on the streets today are pushed out by their families when they bring it up to them, and you know, they come out, if you will, and then they spend a lot of time arguing and fighting, and it's just easier to leave the household because they don't want to infect their siblings. And I'm like, I come from England where, obviously, you know, I would say in many respects, race, religion, LGBT rights, things are a little further along, we're a little more progressive in terms of certain aspects of culture, if you will. So when I'm in America, you asked me the other day on the radio station, you asked me what is it like to make a film as a British person. For an American audience, it's like educating children in some respects. I'm talking about grown adults. I talked to my wife's father. He had no idea this. He's a 77-year-old. No idea. Children at the age of 15 have no idea. It's an underground, almost cult. It's shocking. It's terrifying. So, it was a long way of saying it was just a... It was kind of a mission. It was kind of a personal ambition to try and educate people. That's why we did it. And the writer is gay, and he is incredibly talented. He writes for shows in Hollywood all the time. And we have gay actors in the film. It's just we tried really hard to kind of stick to the integrity of what was the story while trying to play it with some humour, because nobody wants to see people being abused. I mean, I'm sure some people would, but we tried really hard to educate through humour, if you will. And we had Robert Catrini, who plays the Doc in the film.
Yes.
He's a wonderfully talented method actor, and he was really into the idea of playing this role. So there's many references to gay dodgeball and some explicit references to sex and certain gay practices, but I think it works within the context of what we were trying to do. So
it's a really interesting take, like you're saying, a parallel universe, a twist on the whole thing, and hopefully that will get a different audience, because from what Dean was saying, Dean Beck of course, and having a look at it, it's just hilarious. But when you realise the cold hard facts that this thing does actually happen,
it's not funny at all. It's like, it's terrifying. Luckily, the response is polarizing. Everyone's very, very, very happy with the content. And it's not like a regular film where you can go, oh, it was wonderful, or it was terrible, or the actors were good, or the components, the visual, the production value. It's more about the message, so therefore it's kind of gaining a captive audience. I think geeks like ourselves love things, you know, the sci-fi aspect of it in terms of the flip or the parallel universe, if you will, which is, you know, garnering attention in that respect as well. And Emma's audience and some of the actresses, actors and actresses, fan bases are really helping push the message forward. We have Jeffrey Boyer Chapman and Luciana Caro from like Battlestar Galactica and things, and they're championing. And Luciana's a friend, and she came in, and, you know, everybody worked for free. It was just they really believed in the message. And because we're such a talented writer, it helps.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell jokes and put a spin on them with sincerity and also get the humour you want to without stepping over that boundary, really insulting what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So
very difficult. It's hard.
It's a fine line. It's a really fine line for a writer, too. And he was wonderful. Our director's exceptional.
So as far as getting it out there, where has it played up until now?
We've only submitted to a few film festivals. The length is 24 minutes, which has actually been our stumbling block, if you will. We've been asked by a few people, wouldn't you like to turn this into a feature? But to answer your question, it won the Audience Award at the Hill Country Film Festival in Texas.
Texas?
Exactly. I was just going to say one of the most conservative.
That's a terrible thing to say. It's a stereotype,
I fully believe that it's when people use stereotypes that they're just not very fully formed opinions, or, you know, they're not fully formed. Mm. But stereotypes, I believe, are quite helpful. So we went to Texas. The director won one of the awards for his last film, and they were very keen to watch this.
Wow.
And we had an amazing response. We had people of all ages, all demographics, heterosexuals, homosexuals laughing. And this was out of, obviously, all features, all shorts. This wasn't an LGBT festival. So it was a real...
That's a surprising thing.
And then it's just been... I'm talking to a couple of people at Shorts HD, which is a... It's like, if you will, a shorts network for short films. And they pay, and it's very well structured. You have people from A to Z in terms of appeal, star power, production quality. They really focus on very, very, very specific short films. They're wonderful, and it's playing on Film Shortage right now online.
Yep.
It's going to play this weekend, obviously, at Oz Comic Con, and it's on Vimeo. We released it on Vimeo, and we have a couple thousand hits on there. It's only been on a week, and we're really trying to garner attention and just try and, again, we made nothing, we lost money, but that wasn't the point.
Yeah.
There's no profit participation, really. It's just about trying to get the message out, which, as I said, people are responding to, so it's fun. And Carissa and Rand at Repop were amazing to say, hey, you know, we'll try and help you connect us with yourself, you know, so...
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. It's excellent. Let's hope it does get a greater momentum and lead on to other things. Like, I mean, I just think it would make a great TV show. Personally,
we talked about trying to pitch it as a pilot. There are certain LGBT networks. There's like the Logo Network in LA, which is not LGBT, it's a gay network. Or there is Here TV, which is another LGBT online platform. It's just really about finding a market that people can.
But like Husbands, that sort of market?
Oh, Jane O'Spenson, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Again, one of our executive producers has worked for Jane a number of times.
I think that gives you the ability for it not to fall into a generic type of situation comedy, because a lot of web stuff at the moment, has that ability to be really independent and be original. Stay original.
And my only issue with when you're trying to tell a story, especially in Hollywood, is they look at the production quality first. They look at the names. They do. They qualify the quality of the message on the quality of the integrity of the content. So we shot on the Alexa, which is like one of the top industry standard cameras you can use. It was a fight to get it, but because it looks pretty, the colours are beautiful, the sound's fantastic, people are giving us a shot. So that will help with pitching for networks. That's something we haven't got into yet. That's kind of in its infancy. It's just been ideas thrown around between Dustin and myself.
More passion, more unpaid time.
Hey, you know what? You've got to put in the hours to make money down the road.
That's how it works, yeah.
You've got to slave at first, and we're happy to do it. I mean, it's wonderful. So that will eventually come into more of a conversation when I leave here and we get back after 4th of July, when the whole town closes down. But we are, you know, as I said, we use Emma Caulfield and Jeffrey, Boya Chapman and Luke Chanacaro. They have great fans and networks and producers that will hopefully help us shepherd this in a direction, because they've been very happy with how it turned out.
It's a wonderful piece, great project, and lots of potential, and certainly hits the mark. It needs to be seen. I hope we see more of it here, because there is a real struggle still going on with a lot of acceptance, and of course we don't have any same-sex equality yet, as far as this
island just passed theirs,
which was very hopeful, very exciting.
I know before we finish, like, that's very prevalent right now, obviously, in the US with individual state laws about, you know, same-sex marriage and LGBT rights, and it's like anything. I'd hate to compare it to Monsanto and the food situation of GMOs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody just needs to start the conversation.
Yeah.
One of your territories just needs to start.
The domino effect.
Exactly. It just has to happen. Yeah. Someone has to have the balls enough to go, hey, let's at least, you know... equality for somebody. Start something. And they started that in America, and because of our film coming out now, it's helping us. The conversation's helping us. So with Ireland, you know, and all of the different countries around the world.
It's impressive. I mean, has Hillary Clinton seen this yet?
Oh, I would love her to see this.
She's really pushing that envelope a lot.
Well, I was watching today with the healthcare. There we go. Sorry, yes, I was lost.
Obamacare, yeah, or healthcare.
Winning a huge victory today, and she was wonderfully happy about that. So I'm sure she's running for president.
Busy woman, busy lady. Busy woman.
But it's great. We are reaching out to a lot of high profile LGBT people that are very keen to help us. So we'll see. You know. We hope something happens.
Well, we do. Now, something is happening this Sunday, of course. You've got your screening at 3:30 at the Melbourne Convention Exhibition Centre. It is.
It's a woman.
MCEC.
That's probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the
stage
big
one. Stage it's even, one. The season's better. We always won one. There we go. But yeah, and I'm excited. I'll be with Emma sitting at her table and talking to a few people. We've had a few people at different conventions around in America that I've actually taken aside that helped donate initially in its infancy to get the film made, and they've been blown away by the quality. So I'm really hoping that people this weekend...
Just a question. Is there a donation site to help the film?
Well, we're finished right now, so we're not really looking for any more donations, really.
Fast cash.
No fast cash. We're done with the fast cash driving,
okay.
if you will.
But where do people go, though, too?
I am. It's a Vimeo link. It's at vimeo.com/channels /727productions. So it is vimeo.com/channels, fully spelt out, /727, which is numbers, not spelling, productions. And you will see a poster, which is turquoise and orange, with a group of men, or wait, ladies, it's no gender specific.
Figures without heads.
These are the drones, if you will.
Yes, true. Yeah,
and this is the person that's trying to win the war, if you will, I guess.
It reminds me of Mingle's fruit flies. It's something about DNA, perhaps. Now, so last question. People want to know, what is it like living with a revenge demon?
It's wonderful. You know what I'm going to say? To be honest, you would know more about her TV work than I ever would. I haven't seen...
You didn't know who she was.
I genuinely didn't when I first met her. But she's wonderful. She's very kind. She fully believes in this project and pretty much everything she does. Mm. And she's a hoot. When you interview her later, you'll have a good time. She's sassy, sarcastic, and likes to play with words, if you will.
Almost British.
She tries with a British accent. She does. No, she's wonderful. She's a good one. I'm very lucky.
And of course... Are we okay to announce the nuptials?
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome to say that.
You're playing with a ring. It's very
It's a funny ring, actually. Yeah, we just got married a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, is it too girly? That's been my question. It's almost like statesman-like, but I'm trying to make it work. I like it a lot.
Is it an emerald?
It is an emerald, with some diamonds on either side.
Very nice, very nice. Don't leave it up by the sink when you're washing the dishes.
Somebody nearly dropped it down the toilet.
Oh, dear. Now, that's an expensive call out to a plumber, isn't it?
It is. And also probably a lashing for me for losing it, but that's fine.
Well, I'm sure it's insured.
It is, but thank you ever so much.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And thank you very much, Mark Ford, chatting to us about Stray and... everything that you're doing, and of course you're going to be at the panel for Queer Geeks of Oz as well.
Indeed. And it'll be fun to field any questions
an interesting day. It'll be fun.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson,
and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy 94.9.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
That's great.
Hi, this is Allison Bechtel. I'm a big dyke, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Okay, we don't say Scream here. I like it. I like a big dyke.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia.
Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member
at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.